Yeah, thank you, the U.S., my colleagues in management and the staff. I extend the greetings from the Vice Chancellor, who is on official duties. I congratulate the incoming guild and your entire team, and also thank the outgoing guild president and the team, and emphasize the importance of student governance within the university context. And student governance is exercised at different levels. The guild president and his colleague will be at council, which is the top organ of the university. You will have representatives at Senate. You have representatives at the faculty and the departmental level. You have structures there. You also have the class coordinators and other leaders. So you should be able to exercise your governance through those structures. And I also need to emphasize that you as students, your role is not activism. It is not politics. Your role is not to get opportunities, especially the guild government. It is not about making money, but it is about serving the interests of the students, first of all, the interests of the university, the interests of government, and the interests of the community. And there are areas which students sometimes tend to emphasize, but forget others. My view is that as a new guild government, you should emphasize student academics. Don't report when we are handing over that you have had a bash. Yes, the bash is necessary. The buzzer is necessary, but I'm interested much more in academics. What have you done within your term as far as academics is concerned? So I'm challenging the new guild government to ensure that in the next handover, report to us how many students you have encouraged to use the library, how many students you have encouraged to always attend classes, report to us the innovations you have promoted within your students' community. You see, for example, this structure in front, I'm told it is one of the key buildings of the guild. I would want to see some renovation of that structure, and even painting the guild office, that should be an achievement. I would also wish to see you and your government reporting how you have changed the student attitude and behavior. Because it is not only about academics, but also student attitude. And also encourage student entrepreneurship and innovation, like I mentioned. I would want you to build a student website, a guild website, where all the students should be able to interact freely. And I also want you to help us as management to ensure that the teachers teach. I know I'm a teacher, I'm a professor, but when you dodge a class, some students become happy. That shouldn't be the case. Instead, when I dodge your class, you should be reporting me because I'm cheating you. You are here to study for 18 weeks and a certain number of hours. So if I don't teach you, it means the knowledge I'm supposed to give you, you'll not get it. So I will encourage you to ensure, as the guild government, work with the student structures to ensure that at least you give us information on the lecturers who are not attending classes. I'm told there is some habit where those who dodge classes, they promise you that they are going to give you better marks, and then you keep quiet. But I'm sure that culture will be fought, because it is against the academic principles. I would also want to see, as students, Guild develop a data bank of all the students. We faced a challenge when we are trying to send a survey to the students for e-learning. So I want you to create the data bank of all emails of the students. My colleagues have emphasized discipline. Make sure, as students, guild, the student rules by the university are respected.
make sure you respect, first of all, your student guild constitution. Don't amend it unnecessarily that fit your political aspirations. Make sure you follow the community laws. Respect for elders wherever you meet them. And my colleagues have also emphasized the COVID. I'm told the COVID, the standard operating procedure training, as of yesterday, only 94 students had attended out of the expected 1,000. And yesterday in management, we agreed that there will be a register and possibly certificates which will be issued. And if you don't have it, you'll not be able to attend classes, because this is a matter of health. I also wish to bring to your attention the progress we have made on e-learning. You recall we sent a questionnaire to you, the students. We also sent a questionnaire to the staff. The purpose was to get the views, the opinions of those stakeholders. And eventually, we have been moving progressively. We submitted the policy, an e-learning policy, as well as the ICT policy to Senate, which was approved. And those were also sent to the University Council. They were approved. And eventually, we conducted the training of all the academic staff. When it was completed, we were able to apply to National Council for Higher Education. They did an inspection. And as per today's papers, if you check in today's new vision, you will notice that Kabale is among the 20 universities which have been cleared to start teaching online, meaning that very soon, I think the ICT team is going to start training you as students on how to use the e-learning. And we have also increased our capacity in e-learning by recruiting the necessary staff. So the rollout of the training is going to start immediately. And then we encourage you to use that platform. It is one way of learning, the modern way of learning. We also are still admitting students on some programs. So I encourage you as students to participate in the recruitment. You are part of the university. There are some programs which we where we have places, especially for international students. I encourage you to participate. As management and as a university, we are doing our best to improve a number of processes. You will see the strength and staffing in the academic registrar's department. You also see for the postgraduate students improvements in the graduate school. And we have also created a new home specifically for graduate students to give them that identity. We are going to improve the ICT services. There are new computers which have been procured. Additional computers are in the process of being acquired. We are acquiring a new server to accommodate the e-learning materials and the ICT processes. We are going to increase the hotspots for internet across the campus for purposes of practicing social distance. And you'll also be able to see serious improvements in the access, the speed of the internet, because we are negotiating with Renew, the provider, and possibly you'll be able to attest to the speed of the internet. We shall also be creating a special home for the Faculty of Agriculture, which is one of the boys' hostels. It will be the Faculty of Agriculture. We are going to put up some new structures for the Faculty of Engineering within the shortest possible time to accommodate the student numbers that are coming. And the Faculty of Medicine, we have made serious improvements. And the East African Medical Council has cleared the university, and our graduates will be able to work across the East African region. I know as students, you always have problems. But those problems should be able to, you should address them through the structures appropriately. The Dean of Students has emphasized, you have class representatives, you have the Senate representatives, you have representatives at council, you have the student guild, you have structures at the faculty level, you have the academic registrar, you have the Dean of Students, You have the vice chancellors, the university secretary, and the vice chancellor. Do not use social media as a way of expressing your unhappiness. All our offices will be open anytime. You should be able to exploit that. Finally, make sure you use the e-resources. The library has tremendously expanded the e-resources. There are so many books which are there. You should be able to use them. And the ICT team has also introduced the help desk. Once you have a query, you simply enter on the help desk, you enter the question, automatically they will be able to see it and respond on time. They have also created a special application which you can use to make sure you advance your academics. The existing guild government, the president, thank you for your work. The university management appreciates your work. And for the incoming government, the sports union, much as you are retired, you are not tired. And you should use the skills, you should use the experience, you should use the networks you established previously to orient the new team, but also give them guidance. For the new leaders, like I mentioned, it is not about opportunities. It is not about getting money, allowances. It is not about engaging in activism. We are entering a political season, and your role should be to champion the what brought you here, and what brought you here is academics. You either focus on academics, and some of you are finishing the third year. How you get out will determine what the job market will say. I thank you very much.
I thank you before you leave.